I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
There were significant changes to the Survivor Series card last night. Plus, we had our first tease of Rock versus Roman Reigns. And did we get our first tease of Jake Hager versus Jon Jones? Maybe. For Monday, November the 22nd, 2021, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
Underway and Shiloh with a right hand.
So much of this, Corey, has been talked about. The disrespect. Whoa. These women believe they show one another.
They are going to want to beat the hell out of each other.
Yes. Roman Reigns can't believe it. Big E, after three Superman punches, is back on his feet.
Big E going to give
Chad a spear. Driving Reigns to the floor. And Big E is fired up and ready to go.
So those were the matches that bookended Survivor Series 2021 last night. A show with a very inconsistent level of build throughout. Arguably the match with some of the most intrigue was the match that opened the show. Becky Lynch and Charlotte Flair for the past few weeks have had a story that has very much blurred the lines. And it really has captured the imagination of wrestling fans. And Sean Ross Sapp of Fightful reported earlier yesterday that Charlotte Flair and Becky Lynch were set to be the main event of the night. A rivalry deeply personal that was set to close out Survivor Series. However, he reported just before the show started that there were significant changes of the last minute variety to the Survivor Series card. And what this transpired meaning was that the match that was set to open the show, Big E versus Roman Reigns in a Universal Champion versus WWE Champion match, became the main event. And Becky Lynch versus Charlotte Flair, SmackDown Women's Champion versus Raw Women's Champion, was changed from the main event to the opening encounter. Sean Ross Sapp also tweeted out, "There was conflicting information within the company's rundowns by the looks of it. Some have said this was nailed down since Thursday. Others say they had Charlotte Becky listed internally, main eventing as of this morning," i.e. yesterday morning. So looks like last minute changes very, very much made to the lineup for Survivor Series. I personally would have preferred Charlotte Flair and Becky Lynch to have gone on last, despite the slightly hokey finish to their affair. I thought it was the one of the best matches of the night. I'd love your thoughts on it a little bit later on. We'll talk about that in a moment. Also, during the show, we may have got our very first tease of a showdown between Roman Reigns and The Rock.
See? You want to see me?
Before you went out tonight, I wanted to show you something.
Well, what
is it? What is it? That's Cleopatra's egg. Given me by your cousin, The Rock. 25 years ago, he started at Survivor Series. Imagine it. And as a token of his appreciation for what I've done for him. Look at it. It's beautiful. He walked in here with $7, $7 in his pocket. Look where he is now. This is not the stage prop that they used in Red Notice. This is the real thing. Look at the jewels in it. It's worth, I know, here it is, it's worth millions! A bad rendition of it, but nonetheless, told, this is worth $100 million.
Almost as much as my next contract.
Vince McMahon and his egg is possibly the way we are going to get to Reigns versus Rock. So you heard there, Vince McMahon telling Roman Reigns all about his $100 million Cleopatra egg given to him as a gift by Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Roman Reigns, seeing this, said, well, that's how much my next contract is going to be, before taking his leave. Later in the night, the egg would go missing. Vince McMahon dispatching Sonya Deville and Adam Pearce to find it, saying that he'll be on Raw to retrieve it. We also discovered that the SmackDown roster are set to appear on Raw tonight as well in the search for Cleopatra's egg. And this seems to point towards the beginning of the build to Roman Reigns versus The Rock. This could be the first seeds planted to get us to that WrestleMania main event in Texas. Now, I know when we've spoke about it previously, the idea of Reigns versus Rock is one that should really go down in LA, but maybe, just maybe, they want to bring it forward and do it in Texas. I think we'll get a bit of an idea tonight on Raw. If Roman Reigns walks out holding Cleopatra's egg, that means we're getting 6 weeks of winter. No, that means we're getting potentially Roman Reigns versus The Rock in time for WrestleMania.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
For a full rundown of Survivor Series, you can check out Cultaholic.com. Also check out What Happened at Survivor Series on the YouTube channel. You will have WTF moments and reactions from Ross and Andrew on the channel throughout the week as well. But today, 1 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time, you will hear all the grades and all our thoughts from Survivor Series on our brand new show, Cultaholic Live. Twitch.tv/Cultaholic. From 1 p.m. today, we will break down all that went down at Survivor Series. Plus, there will be Q&A, there will be a competition, there'll be prizes to win. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's a brand new set, it's a brand new show, it's a brand new energy, and I would love for you to join Andrew and I today at 1 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time as we break down Survivor Series and do a whole lot more on the first episode of Cultaholic Live. Twitch.tv/Cultaholic.
Ring the bell!
Tony Khan had some things to say about the current situation in WWE, the consistent, persistent mass cuts to the roster. He brought it up on Busted Open Radio, did Tony Khan. He said, anyone who signs a contract with WWE these days is not signing a real contract. It's a temporary arrangement. People who come to wrestle with me, a lot of these people are frankly lifers and they know it. There is a lot more security with a contract here. I can't say I'm going to extend every contract or bring every person back, but I also haven't been doing mass layoffs. I'm not the most profitable company of all time. I don't brag about being the most profitable company of all time. I do brag about having not done any mass layoffs. We haven't fired 15 people last week or 18 people the week before that. It's not something to be proud of when a company lets all these people go and you're putting press releases out like that frequently. I don't think it's a good thing. I don't want to make light of that kind of thing ever. So, of course, Tony Khan had comments to make about WWE and their mass releases. Lena Vega spoke to Alex McCarthy of Talk Sports this weekend about a number of things, in particular the tribute match that she had planned for her father on the September the 11th SmackDown. Zelina Vega losing her father during the 9/11 attack and wanted to put on in a tag match in Madison Square Garden a tribute to her dad, and it was a match that ended up being cut for time. Zelina Vega said a lot of people were really upset, but I felt like a lot of the anger was misguided. I was disappointed, but I also knew it wasn't a personal thing. When it got cut, Vince McMahon called me and apologized because he wanted to make sure that I knew, listen, this wasn't done to you personally or anything like that. It was literally just the time. I had to make the call and I'm so sorry. And people don't know that side either. I love and appreciate my fans so, so much. Just know it wasn't something done personally to me. I have a boss to care enough to call you and go, look, I'm sorry. And that's important. Eddie Kingston is returning to New Japan Pro Wrestling Strong. He is making his second ever run for the promotion at New Japan Strong Nemesis. Before that, we'd seen him at the New Japan Showdown taping in Philadelphia back in October. Him and Moxley faced Suzuki and Lance Archer in a street fight. No opponent signed yet for Kingston, but this is going to be the same card that will feature Christopher Daniels versus Switchblade Jay White and another appearance by Jonah. And talking of Jonah, he had a busy weekend as he made his Impact Wrestling debut. As Josh Alexander was announcing he'd be ringside for the Turning Point main event, as we were going to see Moose and Eddie Kingston for the Impact title. Here comes Jonah, batters Josh Alexander, leaves him bloody and beaten. And this is the arrival of Jonah, who squares up to Josh Alexander as a heel. And you know what? A good fit for Impact Wrestling, without a doubt. Staying with Impact Wrestling, the first two matches have been announced for their next pay-per-view event, which is Impact Hard to Kill. It's taking place in January, and we will see the first ever Women's Ultimate X match. A historical piece of Impact / TNA history is the Ultimate X, but we've never had an all-women's one. That will change in January. Also, we know that we're getting a rematch from Bound for Glory at Hard to Kill. Impact Knockouts champion Mickey James defends the title against the former champion Deanna Purrazzo. So Hard to Kill already shaping up to be a good one. Big love to former WWE star AJ Francis, better known as Top Dollar, who tweeted out over the weekend he completed his fifth successful annual canned food drive in Fort Meade, Maryland, collecting 15 shopping carts for homeless children at Sarah's house in Fort Meade. It's a charity that is very close to AJ Francis's heart, and top work by Top Dollar. You can hear from Top Dollar. He's got some, obviously, with everything that's gone on lately, he'll have a lot to say on his podcast, Jobbing Out. If you follow AJ Francis, Top Dollar on Twitter, you can get a link to the Jobbing Out podcast there. Top work by Top Dollar. A brand new Ring of Honor champion was crowned over the weekend. Dalton Castle became the television champion, defeating Dragon Lee. the TV tapings. This is the first TV reign for Dalton Castle. And it's coming at a very bittersweet time for Ring of Honor, because the next show they run will be ROH Final Battle next month. And after that, the company will go silent whilst they make plans for to reevaluate and redefine what ROH is, hoping to be back in March or April time. But big win for Dalton Castle all the same. His first run with the television champion begins now. Jake Hager versus John Jones. Possibly, definitely, kind of. So John Jones, MMA guy, put out on Twitter, "Breaking news. I'm excited to announce I'll be competing for the number one grappling organization in the world, Fury Grappling. December the 9th, I'll be in New Jersey competing against WWE superstar and undefeated Bellator heavyweight Jack Swagger." You can spot some of the issues with the tweet there. Jake Hager responded saying, "First of all, it's AEW and undefeated Bellator heavyweight Jake Hager. Secondly, no terms have been discussed or contract signed. We can talk if terms are right." So at the moment it's off, but it could be on, I guess. I'm down for John Jones versus Jake Hager, or John Jones versus Jack Swagger. Twitch.tv/Cultaholic today, 1 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. It is Cultaholic Live. It is myself and Andrew running down Survivor Series from last night. There will be questions. There will be reports. There will be a quiz. There will be prizes. We would love for you to join us for the very first episode of Cultaholic Live, 1 p.m. GMT, twitch.tv/Cultaholic. We will see you there at 1 o'clock. And I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.